All right, how about a little group therapy here on 99.7DJX?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7DJX.
All right, is this Darren?
Yeah, hey, Ben. Hey, Kelly.
Hey. So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I'll just, I guess I'll just hop right into it. I know this is going to sound weird because it is weird, but I'm in an awkward situation, and I just need some perspective, I guess.
All right.
My ex, who will remain nameless, and I broke up about 3 months ago.
Okay.
And we've been living together at the time, and unfortunately, neither of us can afford to just move out right away.
Sure.
You know, because rent's expensive, and I've been doing my best the last couple of months to save up for my own place. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, we just figured it's easier to stay under the same roof. You know, we're cordial.
Oh.
I know it sounds insane because we broke up, but we're not hooking up. We're not cuddling. We're not hanging out. It's not romantic or dramatic. It's just awkward and quiet.
Wow. So you're
both are on the same page with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say that. To me, that sounds awkward.
Yeah,
yes.
Usually, with one person is, at least is bitter.
Yeah, I think that it's definitely, you know, amicable, and I think it was completely mutual when it came down to it.
Sure.
So we're both stuck in the same situation, which is like neither of us can afford to move out. So
yeah.
we're trying to be decent to each other.
All right, well, that's
good. I've come to a place where I'm like, okay, you know, this is over, I'm moved on, and I feel like I'm ready to start dating again.
Okay. And so that's naturally difficult.
Yeah. And I mean, I've even had some people like show some interest, and I've held back because, you know, how do you explain the living situation without sounding like a total train wreck of a person?
That's cool.
Right.
Right.
Right. Hey, do you want to go back to my place? Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
So what does your ex think about all this?
No, she doesn't care. I mean, I really believe her when she says she doesn't care about it. And You know, again, like we're cordial. If she were to start dating and bring somebody around, I'd be fine. I don't think she's there yet, but not because she's not over me, but just because she's just not ready to start dating.
Sure.
So you're wondering, is there a way to navigate this while you're in the current situation?
Yeah, like, am I allowed to bring a date back to the place? I don't want to put my whole life on pause just because I'm stuck in this limbo.
Uh-huh.
And I also don't want to be disrespectful or honestly look like a creep to anyone new that I go out with.
This is tough. And do you have any sort of a estimate of how much longer you're going to have to be in this living situation before you're going to be able to move out, get your own space?
It's going to be at least, you know, unless you guys do some sort of random drawing to award like 5 months rent, it's going to be.
I don't think we're giving away a place.
Caller nine. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's going to be another 3 or 4 months at least before I even start looking. Yeah.
Okay. So you're wondering, how do you navigate this?
Well, you just never go back to your place for a while.
I think if I'm a girl and I am starting to see someone new, or if I'm a guy and I'm starting to see someone new and they're still living with their ex, that's sending up red flags. So
that's
that
feels like at best a gray area.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm keeping that kind of on the DL while you're, you know, exploring someone
new possible relationships. Yeah.
And man, you and your ex must be of a different world.
That is next level healthy. Maybe?
Yes. Yeah, I know.
If not a little dysfunctional?
I'm thinking to myself, if I may say that, yeah, I'm fine. Do whatever you want. But the second I hear that she's bringing someone new
back,
there's
got to be a little tinge.
Yeah,
just
I'm
a little
like,
tinge.
Who's he?
Uh-huh.
He looks hideous. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, Darren, it sounds like you and your ex
got to a really good place.
Yeah.
That you're able to make this work in the situation you're in.
Well,
Kind of.
Appreciate that. It does seem, it's still, I mean, I recognize how weird it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it. Well, we're getting some people checking in on text, and maybe we can give you some pathways to navigate this new normal that
until
you're
until you can change it.
Experiencing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, bud. Well, hey, thank you. And and keep us posted, if you will, all right?
Yeah, I will. Wish me luck.
Yeah, good luck. I keep running around in my head. What if she's bringing a dude back? And I'm still living there, and I'm, like, on the couch, and she walks in with some guy, and I'm like, who are you?
Well, sounds like he'd be fine with it. That's what he says.
I'm trying to put...
It could be one of those things where you just don't fully understand how you're going to react until you're in that situation.
Yeah, I don't know if he needs to, I think, press pause for a hot sec. I don't know. 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear your take on this.
He doesn't want to put his life on hold, Ben.
I know he doesn't. Okay, maybe you've been in this situation where you were starting to see someone while you were still, quote, separated or living with an ex.
I know a lot of, like, divorcing couples find themselves kind of in
that situation.
But, you know, when you're going through a divorce.
Yeah, right.
Like, adding in dating in the middle of all that can be
That's
way
crazy.
Trickier, too, yeah.
So, Darren's in a bit of a pickle because he broke up with his ex 3 months ago, wants to start dating again, but the thing is, they still live together.
That's the awkward place we're living in right now. He's like, hey, can anybody do that? I mean, can I get around this? Is this going to be bad? I don't want to put my life on hold.
Now, on Facebook, Catherine says, been on the other side of this, and finding out the ex was still in the house was horrible.
Well, yeah.
It was horrible not knowing what was really going on after he had already been staying over with me.
It does seem sus.
Yeah, kills trust quickly. Wait to date or move out before you date. It's not fair to anyone but you.
Yeah, also on Facebook, Amber says, dude, just wait. Out of respect for your ex, out of respect for your date, don't put everybody in an uncomfortable situation just because you feel like it.
Yeah, like, I think there's pretty much everybody who is saying, all right, it doesn't necessarily mean your life is on hold. There are several who are like, if you're not able to afford your own place, you're not able to afford dating yet. But, I mean, to each his own for that. But a lot of people are like, sure, date, don't ever bring this person back to your place until you move out.
Exactly, which, you know, how many dates do you go on before people are going to expect to see your place?
Well, or even it just comes up in natural conversation.
Right.
Like,
and you don't want to, like, not tell the truth about it.
Yeah, well, why can't I come over to your place? Or what, do you live with your parents?
Yes. Eric on Facebook says, do you ever want a favor? Don't date. Don't put someone in that situation. Move first, then date. Right now, it's no. No matter how she's saying she feels, she still has feelings. Don't invite a hot mess into your life or others while living under the same roof of your ex. Just don't. Save everyone some grief in an uncomfortable situation. Get your stuff together first. And if you're dating, spending the money you need to save, well, that's another, you know, situation. Again, if it's a money issue, the reason why you're not moving out, then get that taken care of first before you ever start to think about spending money on dating.
Yeah, Lisa's all like, you got to deal with your baggage before you start dating and bring someone else into that baggage.
Fresh start in every way.
Yeah, for sure. So
I know that's not what you wanted to hear. You came to us saying, hey, help me figure out how to do it because I don't want to wait. We completely gave you all the reasons why you need to wait.
You might need to wait.
Yeah.
You might need to wait. And
it's,
you know,
very valid because you're already setting yourself up for drama. You're setting yourself up for drama.
And look, if there's interest, and you know, you said there's interest, you can say, hey, look, I'm still getting out of a relationship. I'm not in the headspace right now. Mm-hmm. To start another relationship.
I just physically am not out yet. I got to get some ducks in a row a little bit.
Right. And so,
I
think
start fresh.
That person would respect that.
Sure.
So, all right. Well,
it's meant to be, they'll wait.
Good luck.
Use this as motivation, though. to get the funds, find a place, get motivated to move out so that you don't have to put your life on hold anymore.
One last comment from a listener. Alexis said, I dated a guy for months before going to his house. He kept talking to me about his roommate. This is months into dating. Stay of the night. He forgot to mention his roommate was his elderly father. and his dad's girlfriend. So just be honest.
Oh, yeah, that is an interesting situation. That is a situation. To wake up to.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, is this your dad?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Darren. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.